Okay, so have you ever been deep in your favorite mobile game, right? And you really need that extra push.
Like maybe some more in-game currency for a crucial upgrade.
Exactly. Or maybe a special pass to unlock some new content. But then you hit the in-game store.
And the prices just make you wince a little bit.
Yeah.
Been there.
Right. You just wish you could get a better deal. What if there was like a strategic shortcut to getting more value without emptying your wallet?
Well, that's kind of what we're diving into today.
Today we're doing a deep dive into Manabuy. It's a platform that specializes in popping up those in-game currencies.
Yeah, we're going to unpack how services like Manabuy actually work.
And not just the how, but maybe what insights we can pull from it,
Yeah.
about navigating these digital economies.
Exactly. The mission here is to really understand how platforms like this might, well, transform your gameplay.
So for this, we've looked directly at Manabuy's own information, right? Their website pages.
That's right. We've pulled info specifically for games like Honkai, Star Rail, PUBG Mobile, and Genshin Impact, plus their general platform details.
Okay, great. So we're looking for those maybe surprising facts, those useful nuggets that help you get more out of your games.
Precisely. Going beyond just the surface level stuff.
Okay, let's unpack Manabuy itself then. So they position themselves as a third-party platform.
Yeah, for buying in-game currencies, passes, that kind of thing, across a whole bunch of popular mobile games.
But the real hook, the thing that really grabs you, is the cost savings, isn't it?
Definitely. That's the core appeal.
I mean, the sources mentioned some pretty eye-opening discounts. What was it? Up to 28% off Honkai Star Rail?
Yep, 20% for Honkai, 20% off PUBG Mobile, 31% off Genshin Impact.
Wow, 31% for Genshin. And there was even a huge one, like 73% off Free Fire.
Yeah, that one's massive.
That's not just pocket change. That's a serious difference for players.
Really is.
Yeah.
And what's insightful here, I think, is how they talk about their protections. The 24/7 support, secure transactions.
Swift delivery, encrypted payments, a hassle-free refund policy, all that good stuff.
Exactly. These things directly tackle the worries players might have about using a third-party service, right?
Hey.
Historically, this kind of space has been a bit gray.
A bit sketchy sometimes, yeah.
So emphasizing security and support like this, it feels like an effort to build legitimacy, to offer a safety net. It's about building trust.
Which is crucial when real money's involved, even for virtual goods.
Totally.
And it seems like customers are responding positively. The reviews mention things like fast, cheap, and reliable.
And smooth as butter was another phrase I saw. That kind of feedback suggests they might be delivering on that promise of reliability.
That's reassuring.
And it's not just the baseline discount either. They also mention things like coupons for new users and other activities for more savings.
Ah, so stacking potential value, it encourages you to engage right from the start.
Yeah, it lays the value proposition a bit more.
Okay, so that's the general idea, but let's get specific. How does this actually help in a game? Let's zoom in on, say, Honkai, Star Rail. It's known for having a pretty complex economy.
Good choice. Honkai. Star Rail, for anyone who doesn't know, is that turn-based RPG from miHoYo, set in a silver universe full of unknowns, as they put it.
Right, big grand worldview, lots of characters. So what's the key currency there?
That would be Oneric shards. These are the premium ones you buy with real money.
Okay, and what do they do?
Well, their main job is buying Star Rail special passes. Those are what you need for the gacha system, summoning new characters and those powerful light cones.
Gotcha, the gacha fuel.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But they also have another important use. You can convert them into resources to directly power up your characters, enhancing stats, abilities, making them better in combat.
So progression and collection makes sense.
Exactly. They're fundamental to building out your team.
And then there's something called the Express Supply Pass. How does that work?
Oh, yeah, that's their 30-day subscription thing. You pay, and you immediately get 300 Oneric shards.
Okay, instant gratification.
And then you also get 90 Stellar Jade every day you log in for the next 30 days.
90 Stellar Jade daily, so it rewards consistency.
Definitely. And here's an interesting nuance. You can stack these passes, buy it multiple times to extend the duration, up to 180 days total. That's six passes.
Oh, so you can commit longer term if you want? Does it auto-renew?
No, crucially, it does not auto-renew. You have to manually buy it again.
Good to know.
And here's the catch a lot of people miss. If you forget to log in and claim your daily 90 Stellar Jade,
Yeah.
you lose them for that day. No refunds for that.
Ouch. So you really need to log in daily to get the full value.
Absolutely. Consistency is key for that pass.
Okay, what about other deals? I saw something about a first-time top-up bonus.
Yes. That's a big one for Honkai, Star Rail. They refreshed it after version 3.2, apparently. And it's not just a small bonus, it's often double.
Double!
So for example, if you buy the 300 plus 30 Oneric Shards package for the first time after that update, you actually get 600 shards total.
Wow.
Or the big one, 6,480 plus 1,600 shards. Your first time buying that gets you 12,960 shards.
That's a massive boost. It feels like it's designed to really incentivize a larger first purchase, right? To accelerate your early game.
I think that's exactly the strategy. Front load the resources for new or returning spenders. But there's a condition.
Ah, always a catch. What is it?
You only get that bonus if you haven't topped up Oneric Shards on any platform, PC, mobile, wherever, since that version 3.2 update.
Okay, so it's a genuine first top-up bonus after that specific point in time. Good detail.
Very important detail. And when you do top up on Mana Buy for Honkai, they stress double-checking your UID, that unique user ID in your server.
Right, because if you get those wrong...
Usually no refunds.
Yeah.
Accuracy is critical.
Makes sense. Okay, let's switch gears from turn-based Honkai to the fast-paced action of PUBG Mobile. How does currency work there?
Right, completely different vibe. PUBG Mobile, the battle royale shooter. Up to 100 players drop onto a map, grab weapons, and, you know, try to be the last one standing. Solo, duos, squads.
Classic setup. So what's the premium currency called there?
It's called UC, which stands for Unknown Cash.
Unknown Cash, okay. And what's it used for primarily?
It's almost entirely about cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Weapon skins, cool outfits for your character, vehicle skins. Stuff to make you look good while you're playing.
So less about power progression like in Honkai, more about personalization and style.
Exactly. It's about showing off, customizing your look.
Is the top-up process similar on Mana Buy?
Even simpler, actually. For PUBG Mobile, you usually only need your UID. No server selection required.
Okay, that streamlines things a bit. How fast does it usually arrive?
They say generally within a few minutes. Pretty quick.
And if it doesn't?
Contact customer service. That seems to be the standard advice if there's a delay.
Right. And this UC connects to things like their battle passes, right? Like the Royale Pass.
Absolutely. Like the Season 14 Royale Pass A14 they mentioned, which came with version 3.9. It had specific mythic outfits, legendary weapon skins, things you'd likely use UC to unlock tiers for.
And didn't that update also have, like, Transformers content?
Yeah. Beta 3.9 included Transformers stuff, so topping up UC lets you grab those potentially time-limited event cosmetics, too.
So UC is key for participating in those seasonal events and getting the cool limited stuff.
Definitely. It fuels that cycle of new content and customization.
Okay, let's hit the third big one. Genshin Impact, another MyHoYo giant, huge open world.
Massive game. Open world RPG, you can climb, swim, glide everywhere. Single player focus, but with co-op options too. And that dynamic elemental combat is really its signature.
It's gorgeous too. So what's the premium currency in Teyvat?
That would be Genesis Crystals. Very similar role to Honkai's Oneric Shards.
Okay, so bought with real money.
Yep, real money top-ups. And their main use is buying Primo Gems.
Ah, Primo Gems. Those are for the wishes, right? The gacha pulls for characters and weapons in Genshin.
Exactly. Genesis Crystals convert into Primo Gems for wishes. You can also sometimes buy specific cosmetic bundles or character outfits directly with Genesis Crystals.
Got it. Now, does Genshin have something like Honkai's Express Supply Pass?
It does. It's called the Blessing of the Welkin Moon. And it works pretty much the same way.
So a 30-day thing?
Yep. Pay once, get 300 Genesis Crystals immediately.
And then daily rewards.
Then you get 90 Prima Gems each day you log in for the next 30 days.
Okay. Same deal rewarding consistent play. Can you stack it?
Yes. Same rules apply. You can stack up to 180 days worth. So 6 blessings.
And it doesn't auto-renew either, I assume.
Correct. No auto-renew. You have to repurchase it manually.
And the daily login requirement if you miss a day.
You lose those 90 Prima Gems for that day. No getting them back. So again, login discipline is important to maximize value.
Seems like a common model for these MyHoYo subscriptions. Now, does Genshin also have that big first top-up bonus?
Oh yeah. Genshin has a very significant first top-up bonus. It generally doubles the Genesis Crystals you get on your first purchase of each specific pack size.
Doubles on each pack size the first time.
That's usually how it works, yes.
Yeah.
The first time you buy the 60 crystal pack, you get 120. First time you buy the 300 pack, you get 600 and so on up the chain.
Wow. And the example they gave for the biggest one was pretty nuts, wasn't it? Something about topping up the largest pack 10 times.
Get this. They mentioned topping up the 6480 plus 1600 Genesis Crystal pack 10 times. Now, this might refer to maximizing the bonus across different platforms or accounts, or perhaps a special promotion, but the potential yield mentioned was 129,600 Genesis crystals.
129,000. Okay, that's clearly aimed at serious spenders looking to maximize upfront value. That's a huge amount of pulling power.
It's a massive amount. It really highlights how these bonuses can strategically accelerate your progress if you're willing to make that initial investment.
Definitely something to think about. Now, let's circle back to safety, specifically for Genshin top-ups via mana buy. What do they say?
Well, the source material states pretty directly that mana buy is 100% safe for topping up Genesis crystals.
Okay, strong claim. How do they back that up?
They mention working with official game suppliers, having professional teams handle things, and using secure payment methods. It's all about reassuring the player.
Right, building that confidence, especially with such a popular, high-value game account. What if something goes wrong, though? Like, the crystals don't appear.
They list some standard troubleshooting steps. First, double-check you put in the right UID. That's apparently the most common error.
Always the UID.
Okay, what else?
Give it a few minutes. Maybe restart the Genshin Impact game client entirely. Check your payment status in your mana buy account to make sure it went through.
Standard stuff. And if none of that works,
then contact their 24/7 customer support. Have your order number handy? Seems like that's needed. Okay, good practical advice. Are there other ways to find discounts for Genshin on mana buy besides the first time bonus?
Yeah, they suggest checking their specific Genshin Impact page on the mana buy site regularly. Sometimes they might post special offers, gift packs, or maybe discount codes there.
So requires a bit of active looking, but more savings could be there.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, so we've gone through Honkai, PUBG, Genshin. What are the big takeaways? What are some general best practices for any kind of in-game currency top-up, whether it's mana buy or somewhere else?
Well, the absolute number one thing, stressed repeatedly in the sources, is double-checking your information, especially that UID.
And the server, too, if the game requires it, like Honkai.
Exactly, because if you input it wrong, getting a refund is usually difficult, if not impossible.
Yeah.
Accuracy is just paramount. You hit buy, and it's likely final.
That's a crucial warning. What else?
Think about what you actually need in the game before you buy. Are you aiming for a specific character banner that's ending soon? Maybe a larger top-up makes sense?
Right, versus just needing a little boost or trying the game out where a smaller amount would do.
Precisely. Tailor the purchase to your immediate goals. And always, always look for those special offers. First-time bonuses, seasonal deals, subscription passes like Welkin Moon or Express Pass.
Those can dramatically change the value equation, can't they?
Absolutely. Ignoring them is leaving potential value on the table.
Good point. And just a quick reminder, all these games, Honkai, PUBG, Genshin, they're readily available, right?
Oh, yeah. Standard downloads on Android via Google Play and iOS through the App Store. Easy to find and jump into.
Okay. So wrapping this up then, it seems platforms like Mana Buy offer a clear pathway, a structured way to get those in-game currencies.
Yeah, and often with some potentially significant cost savings and the convenience factor built in, it's presented as a way to enhance your gaming without necessarily spending more overall.
But as we've seen, understanding the specifics is key.
Absolutely critical. Knowing the nuances of each game's currency, what it does, the subscription offers like Welkin or Express Pass, the first-time bonuses, that's how you really maximize the value.
It's not just about finding a discount. It's about making informed, strategic choices for your specific game and playstyle.
Couldn't have said it better. That knowledge elevates your purchasing from just spending money to actually enhancing your adventure more effectively.
So maybe the final thought for you, the listener, is this. How do these external top-up services fit into the whole picture of digital entertainment today?
Yeah, what does it mean for how we engage with and maybe how we value these virtual worlds we spend so much time in?
Think about how using platforms like this strategically, understanding the bonuses and the currency mechanics, could genuinely transform your own gameplay experience. Something to mull over next time you're thinking about topping up.